Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina, how are you?
Hi, Shrag, I'm all right. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So you have some news to share with listeners about a thing that they can go check out now?
Oh, my new website. I created my own website. Oh. I'm not even creative. Don't make a face like that. Like, this is amazing. I actually sat. Okay, you told me to do this. But I actually sat...
That was not the point I was trying to get. I was just trying to understand what you were trying to communicate here.
So I've been... we talk about procrastinating and like how everybody procrastinates decluttering and organizing. I'm a queen of procrastinating when it comes to doing anything creative and slightly technical, even though I am tech savvy. So I have been procrastinating about redoing my website for a year?
Sure, if you want to call it. Like 3 years a year. Yeah, we can talk about that.
It's not been 3 years. Okay, maybe it has.
It has.
I have so much content and I was finding it really cluttery. So I decided to create a new one.
Yeah, and I think it was one of those things where like it was just like that, of course that website had been designed many, many years ago. So that was part of that as well.
Yeah.
It was running on some old system. So there was a bit of a problem there every now and then.
Every now and then it was like...
every now and then,
yeah,
not every week, but as you mentioned as well, like it was also like there's just so much content. We've done so many episodes of the podcast alone. You've other blogs and other content and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was time to just kind of do a little cleanup, go through everything, make sure you know we made it leaner and cleaner. And of course, it's running on a new, so brand spanking new website now.
Yeah,
of course, same address as before, declutterme.com.
Yes.
So that's declutterme.com. If you want to go check it out, there's links in show notes, of course. So you can still get a hold of Shalina that way.
Yes, you
can find all the episodes of the show that way, as well as everything that she does.
You can. And most of the stuff is all on one page now, because that's how much decluttering I did. So, yeah. So, yes, that's my exciting new news. So go to the website, check it out, let me know what you think, fill in the contact form if you want to get some help. And yeah, and talking of help, we've had inquiries. So I thought we'd talk about something that we've had inquiries about, which is, guess?
Netflix.
No. We're going to talk about wallets and purses today because people have been asking about that. And I also get that asked a lot when we go to, you know, talks. Like, I like to ask people to take their handbags out and their wallets and their purses to see how much clutter is inside. And it's so much clutter for a lot of people. You know, it's bulging. I can't believe some of them can close their purses and their wallets. You know, like men's wallets, like it's bulging so much that if they put it in their back pocket, there's like an extra piece of bum, really. You know, it's that big. So, and it can be daunting. It looks like it's such a small thing, but there's so much in it that it can be daunting to try and declutter and organize it. So I thought it would be great to talk about that today. But first of all, let's say do a mini declutter. Don't take everything out unless, of course, you're doing what we always recommend, which is watch Netflix and declutter. But if you're not watching like a movie on Netflix or a series, you know, do a mini declutter. So spend 15, 20 minutes just going through certain sections of your wallet or your purse. So these are my steps.
But is it just generally like what happens to most people, which is we just don't let go of things and so we just keep adding to the purse rather or to the wallet? I mean, I know that's what used to happen to me back in the day, right? Like I would get these loyalty cards for like places that I went one time.
Yes.
And then like 2 years later, I'd realize I'm still holding on to this loyalty card because it's just still sitting there in the back of my wallet somewhere.
Yeah, that happens. So cards are a big issue. Old cards. So, you know, your credit cards are expired and people still keep the expired credit card and don't remove that and put in the new one and destroy the old one.
Okay.
Or put it in for shredding immediately. You know, they're like, just in case. No. The number's the same, the expiry date's different, and the number at the back is different.
You can't use the card.
You can't, And once you've activated the new one, you can't use the old one at all. So you can't, you know, you shouldn't keep it. So we'll go through all the bits of it. So the first one, of course, is, you know, take out a section of it. So, you know, as I always say, don't take everything out, do it section by section. So the first section, maybe take out the bit where the notes are, you know, your bank notes. And if it has receipts, so take out the receipts. The receipts are an easy win, right? So a lot of people keep coffee receipts. Don't take the coffee receipt. You don't need it. You're drinking the coffee immediately. take it out. Don't, or say to them, keep the receipt, just throw it in the bin. You know what I mean? And I don't take credit card receipts anymore. So I pay everything by Apple Pay, and you can do the same with Google Pay. And they ask now, they're like, do you want the receipt? And I always say no, unless it's of a high value. But if it's supermarket or, you know, a restaurant, or coffee shop or something, and I don't have to claim expenses, I don't take the receipt.
Yeah, I think it's a mindset thing, right? We just, a lot of us have grown up in an environment where we had to track everything for one reason or the other. Yeah. Sometimes they're tax related or expense related in terms of filing things, but sometimes it's not even that, right? It's just that before you didn't have an easy way to maintain the record. So the only time you would get a record of this stuff is when you got your credit card statement at the end of the month. And again, that would be something that came in a post box somewhere.
Yeah.
And so you kind of wanted to maintain your track. But now, I mean, with things like Apple Pay and so on, but even if you don't use one of these services, most of the bank apps and stuff will give you a history of everything that you've been spending, like by the minute, right? Like it happens within 5 minutes, you have an update. It's not like it, you won't see this for 2 weeks and not realize what you spend it on.
So. Yeah. So exactly. And then, you know, if you do use these apps now, so whether you've got an Android and use Google Pay or use Apple Pay, it literally comes straight away. So while you're still using the app, it will come up as pending and then it will say approved and you know immediately. So if it comes through for me or again SMS saying it's come out of your card, I just go, I don't need the receipt. I only need it if there's some problem, like there's been a double pay or something, double charge. So remove those receipts and stop yourself from getting those receipts in future. So build that habit to stop receiving receipts which you don't need. Okay.
It's also a little bit sad here, though. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. So the newer machines are a little better, but the older, the most widespread credit card machines will always issue two copies of the receipt, whether they want to or not. I mean, it's so many times I feel really bad because I have to be like, yeah, just toss that. And it's just like one of those things that I'm like, can you not print it? Because I feel bad you're printing it even.
No, but the problem is that it's a cultural thing. Like the new machines, the new white ones.
Yeah, those are okay.
They don't print unless you ask them. But the old ones don't as well. The older ones, you don't have to press the green button. You know, you'll see these.
No. So the older ones, the way they are is once the merchant, the cashier says they print the receipt, any key issues a customer receipt. It doesn't matter. Right? There's no way to get out of that. I've tried that actually. I'll be like, oh, don't hit the green one, hit the other one.
Yeah.
But actually the message on the thing says press any key to print. And it's just waiting for, it's like it's just built that way, I think.
But I think the newer ones, they people were still pressing and it's like, don't press it, just leave it. Right. And I just go, don't print it. So they do that. So do that. So separate and take out all the receipts and see, and any that you do need, like for warranty, or, you know, if it, even if it doesn't have a warranty, if it's something of value, keep it for 6 months and then discard it. If there's nothing wrong with the item after 6 months, then you don't need to keep it. If you do online shopping and you do get the receipts a lot of the time, you don't actually need them because you get that all online and you have to make the claim online anyway on Amazon and Noon and all these places. So you don't actually need the paper receipts.
Yeah, and they send you like 4 emails along the way between with them you purchase and you actually get the thing anyway.
Exactly. So you don't need that. Another thing that I often find is currency for different countries. So you've gone on holiday. For some reason, you've mixed your currencies in one purse. Which I find that bizarre because I have different purses. So like if I go to the UK, I have a purse for travel.
Yeah.
So I'll still keep my, say, UAE purse with me because, of course, you need it at the airport and everything. But it's got less stuff in it because I don't want to carry everything with me. And then I'll have a different purse for, say, the UK or America or wherever I'm going. And that will be the purse that I'll use only for that country. Or if I go to other countries. And so there's no mixture of currencies. But a lot of people do that they'll mix the currencies and then you end up getting coins and notes and finding them in your purse like months later. So go in, get the money out and separate the currency. And everything that's a currency that you don't have a lot of and don't use often, put it in a Ziploc bag, collect all the coins, you know, from random places that you've been on holiday. And then when you next go, inshallah, on holiday to the airport, and if you fly on Emirates or any of them, you can give the money to the Emirates. They have the Emirates Foundation, so you can give the coins to them. In the UK, British Airways and the airport authorities collect the money. There's bins everywhere. And I think
they generally take any currency and stuff. They're not limited, yeah.
So what they do is, because they take any currency and there's so many different kinds of currency, they'll collect all the currency and then they can give it and get the money into, say, pounds or dollars, whatever. So do that. You can do that. And I'm sure, I think now at the airport as well in Dubai, that there's places for you to leave the money. You don't have to just take it all on the plane and give it to Emirates Foundation. So do that. So with your coins, so get rid of the currency you don't need. If you have too many dirham coins, which is always a miracle, put them in one place close to your, in say a jar near the front of your door or in your car, because we always seem to need coins when we're in the car. And, you know, we need it for the trolley.
Yeah, no. I mean, even that's not so much anymore, right?
Yeah, like, because of COVID and stuff. They've stopped the coins thing right now.
Yeah, there's that too. And I think just in general, I mean, this was my standard habit because, you know, you have the cup holders and that's where I always stash all my coins. So there used to be a time when, you know, because you have to pay parking by coin, and you have to do a lot of things by coin, I would always have it. But now I find like the coins just sit there and I'll end up having to spend them in a grocery because I don't have it, I don't have anywhere else to use them.
Lucky guy. No, I buy Karak Chai for 1 dirham with my coins. So I need my coins in the car.
No, never. Yeah,
that's, no, you that's don't have Karak Chai.
No, I'm not a chai person. I was never a chai person, and now, of course, I don't drink milk person. Anyway. So
yeah, I do that. So I have to have coins for my tea. And then I also need it because some places, if I have to pay paid parking, you can only do on the app for 4 hours. You can't do it for 8 hours on the app. So I have to do the first 4 hours with coins or my null card, with my Metro card, which never has enough credit on it, or... So I have to have coins. Like yesterday, I had
but
to.
You can do the second round of four on the phone, no?
No, sometimes it blocks it.
All right, yeah. You're
so,
right.
Yeah, so you have to do. So, you do. I am one of those weird people.
Where are you parking for 8 hours anyway?
I was in Udmeta yesterday with a client. So, it's all paid parking now.
Fair enough.
Not like in the old days where it used to be free parking. And Abu Dhabi is.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi is the one place. Actually, Abu Dhabi, I started struggling more recently. Again, this is all pre-COVID, but that was the problem because I stopped collecting coins in my car. And then I went there and I'm like, oh man, like this is a problem now because, of course, no ATM is going
to
dispense coins.
Well, I had an issue once. I went to a client's house and I was there and there was a traffic warden waiting already. And I went to put the coins in and the coins wouldn't be accepted. And I just had enough coins and some of the coins just wouldn't be accepted in the machine. So I said to him, I went, I'm trying everything. The coins are not working. So he got some random person on the street and went, come, give me all your coins. And so I was like, thanks. So I swapped my note with his coins. But it was him helping me, this traffic warden. I was like, you could have just let me get away with it. He's like, no, you have to still buy it. But anyway, so do that. Another thing is we've talked about the cards. So... all the loyalty cards now are all on apps most of the time, so you don't need the cards in your purse. There's only one that I actually keep in there because the app never seems to work properly. And I do find with a lot of the apps, it takes, like, there's the new one which we can use for IKEA and Marks & Spencer's. That one takes so long to load up. So if you're going to use that app while you're in the queue waiting to pay, then switch your app on. Don't wait until you get to the cash till. Because they take so long to load it. They have all these fancy animation and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer it generally when they have, they can look it up easily. So, like, for example, like Virgin Megastore and stuff. Mm. Like, even though they have it's a loyalty card and there's a number, but if I walk up there and I just give them my phone number, they'll be able to look up and credit the points to me.
Yeah.
And I prefer systems that work like that. I think even Shukran's like that and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there are some that they're like, yeah, we can't do any kind of lookup unless you give us the actual number of the card, which is just like, I'm like, come on, you're actually forcing me to carry the card.
And some of them, sometimes. They don't, even though my number's registered on it still won't accept it. So you have to
get the card. Number, yeah, or the card. Exactly.
But a lot of them are easy. Like Sephora is your number. My card never works, but the number works.
Yeah.
And Marks & Spencer's, they say, just give us your number.
And it's nice because then again, it saves you the hassle of having to carry the card and it's easy to look up and all of this stuff.
Yeah. So remove all the cards that you have. All those cards with one stamp from Costa and all these other tea and coffee places, get all of them together. Or Cafe Nero, lots of people have that. They have multiple stamps on Cafe Nero cards and Costa, and then they're never filled up. So what you do, you take all those cards, go to Costa and tell them to merge it on one card, then you get a free coffee.
All of them do it, by the way. I've tried it. They all do it.
Yeah. So do that. So you merge everything together and you get one card or one free coffee and then don't take those cards anymore. And remove all the ones where you've only been to that coffee shop once and you've never been again. So, you know, what's the point of keeping them? And also check on your ID cards. So for us, we have Emirates ID And some people, I mean, I've had to change my visa a few times and change my Emirates ID. So I've had multiple Emirates IDs. You only need the one that's current in your purse. You don't need all the other ones. So remove them. And the final thing is to look at all the gift cards you might get. So see if you have gift cards in your bedroom or in your kitchen and junk drawer, check them and take them all out and then put them in your purse and go to the store and check the value. But put the cards in the front where near your credit card so you remember to check on them. Because I've had that I have forgotten to look at a gift card because it was hidden in another pocket and then it expired. They said you can't use that card anymore. Even though usually gift cards last forever, but sometimes they don't, and they will just say, look, you can't use it now because it's expired. So, you know, why lose money on which you could use, hopefully not to buy clutter, but you know, so check on them. Another thing is business cards. So people keep business cards. I have a business cards wallet, and admittedly I don't check it all the time nowadays because I don't take business cards from people generally. I'll just say to them to add me on LinkedIn. But if you do take business cards, go through them and do the ABC, which we've talked about before on a podcast about how to organize a business cards. So A is to put on your phone, B is just to add onto LinkedIn, and C is you never want to contact them ever, remove them out of your life. So yeah, and do that. And that's it really. And then mostly, you know, download apps so you have, you know, for your banking and for your cards, your loyalty cards. Don't carry that much cash because you can pay everything on cards or on Apple Pay now. And especially with COVID.
I mean, that's accelerated anyway. So now even places that weren't accepting it are accepting it and are pushing for it. So might as well, yeah.
And I mean, even for me with my clients, I'm asking them to do me bank transfers instead of giving me cash. And it's better because then I don't have to handle cash. I don't have to handle going to the ATM to deposit the cash. It's just better in various ways. And it's easier and safer. And plus you've got a record then of your transactions because you're using your debit or your credit card on Apple Pay. And if you don't know how to use them, if you go to the store, they'll be able to guide you on how to use it. Or if you see me, just ask me because I'm really savvy.
Yeah,
and
most of the banks now, most of the major banks are on it as well. So it's not hard anymore to be able to do that. But even otherwise, I mean, let's say a bank that you have and you have to carry one card, but you don't have to carry all the rest of them. And so there's enough options now, I think. I mean, you know, over the years, I found myself like my wallet has just been diminishing in size to the point where I just practically don't carry a wallet anymore because everything's on my phone and it's anyway a lot safer than anything else.
And we've talked about the foreign currency and stuff, but also don't keep the credit cards and all the other cards for another country. So if your home country, say my home country is the UK, I have my other purse, which has those cards. It has the loyalty cards and whatever, and credit cards and stuff in that purse.
Yeah, it's with my travel kit. Yeah, exactly.
So don't carry it around in whichever country you are in if it's not the country of origin, you know.
Of course.
You don't need to carry them cards. Reduce the amount and reduce the amount coming into the wallet now and into your purse. You don't need that much stuff. And if you have too much, check why you do and clear it every month or so. So that's my top tips for today.
Awesome. So as always, as we mentioned, you can contact Shalina on Declutter Me through social media. So that's at Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTRME. As you mentioned at the start of this episode, you can also fill out a little nice new spanking new contact form on a very, very, very new website. Also at declutterme.com. You can also find all the episodes of the show if you go to declutterme.com/podcast. Fabulous. And we'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.